Okay, let's get into it. We're taking a deep dive today into the GBCSA's 2024 certification pricing brochure.
That's right.
The aim here is really to cut through the details and give you a clear picture what can actually get certified in South Africa's built environment, and importantly, what does it cost?
And it's worth starting with why people do this, right? The core value. GBCSA certification isn't just a badge.
No, it's that independent check.
Exactly. An independent assessment against international benchmarks. It proves your project is, better for people's health, it's more efficient.
And potentially worth more, higher valuation.
Definitely. And they've got a track record over 1,000 projects certified so far. Everything from small office fit-outs to, entire urban precincts.
So, looking at this brochure, the pricing structure, it seems pretty consistent in its logic. It's mainly tiered two ways.
That's the main thing, yeah. First, project area, usually gross floor area,
Okay.
GFA or hectares for really big stuff.
Right.
And second, your membership status. Members consistently pay less than non-members.
No surprise there. But what really caught my eye was this Green Star New Build V2 pilot. It signals a shift, doesn't it?
A big one. This V2 tool, it's clearly GBCSA responding to those major sustainability trends we're all seeing.
Like net zero.
Net zero transitions, absolutely, and also getting much tighter alignment with ESG reporting needs, environmental, social, governance.
Okay, and the pricing for this pilot. This is interesting. Option one, if you remember, and you run the old V1 tool alongside this new V2.
Sort of easing into it.
Yeah, the total fee for design and as-built ratings comes out at R90,000.
But then there's option two. If you just dive straight into V2, the new tool only.
As a member.
Still as a member, yes. That fee jumps quite dramatically to R195,000.
Wow, okay, that's more than double. Why such a huge premium just to skip the older tool? Is it just complexity?
It is partly complexity and the increased rigor of V2. But
Yeah.
crucially, that R195,000 includes the net zero certification fees.
Ah, okay, so they're bundled in option two.
Correct. They're normally separate costs. So option two is really for those aiming for that top tier next generation performance from the get-go. Future proofing, essentially.
Makes sense. Now, V2 is for new builds and major refurbs, but they haven't forgotten the rest, have they?
No, absolutely not. You've still got Green Star Interiors, that's for your tenant fit outs. And the existing building performance tool, which is vital for optimizing buildings already standing, focusing on efficient operations and management.
Right, covering the whole life cycle. And then there's a really big scale, sustainable precincts.
Yeah, this isn't about a single building. This tool looks at large scale, neighborhood level developments, site-wide issues.
And the pricing reflects that scale. The base fee for members is $268,800.
That's the starting point. And for precincts over 50,000 square meters, there's an extra charge per square meter, 40 cents for
But
members.
there's a cap, thankfully.
Yes, it's capped at R555,100 for members, so it doesn't spiral indefinitely on massive projects.
Good to know. What about the really high ambition projects, net zero, net positive?
Right, these are separate certifications again, net zero carbon, water, waste, ecology. This is for projects that go beyond just reducing impact.
They actually neutralize it or
Even give back, becoming net positive. The base fee for a net zero modeled certification for a member starts around R33,680.
Okay. And we should also mention EDGE certification. That's the IFC standard, isn't it?
Yes, ADGE, Excellence in Design for Greater Efficiencies, developed by the International Finance Corporation. It's quite standardized.
And the key thing there is the mandatory saving.
Exactly. To get an ADGE rating, you must demonstrate at least a 20% saving in energy, water, and embodied energy in the materials used.
20% across the board. That's a clear minimum benchmark.
Very clear and useful for international comparison.
Just quickly, any discounts mentioned apart from membership?
Yeah, there are bulk discounts if you're registering, say, a whole portfolio of projects at once. The specifics vary a bit by tool, and there's a specific pilot discount for 2024 residential projects getting a consolidated capital grant, a CCG, via SHRA.
The Social Housing Regulatory Authority.
Right. They get an extra 8% off their fees.
Okay, interesting incentive. So, pulling it all together, what's the main takeaway for someone looking at this?
I think it shows how segmented the green building market has become. There's a tool and a price point for almost every scale and ambition,
Look, a simple office fit out.
right up to piloting these cutting-edge net zero tools or managing huge precinct developments. It reflects the growing complexity and maturity of sustainable design.
And that brings us maybe to a final thought. That EDGE requirement, the mandatory 20% saving in energy, water, and embodied energy.
Yeah. that hard metric.
What does that very specific quantified requirement tell us about where the baseline expectation for responsible building design is heading globally, perhaps very soon? Something to think about.